Wow, that was quite an opening. Yes. How's everybody doing out there? This is Tony B, and you are the Tony Beers. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Tony B Radio Show at gmail.com. We have an exciting show for you today. It's Wednesday. Yay. Listen, September is here. I don't know how you're feeling about it all, but the summer is dissipating in the background, and we have to get ready for fall. Some exciting things are coming up this fall on the Tony B Radio Show. The main thing is that we're going to do that T-shirt day, and what I thought would be great would be if everybody got their T-shirt by the time you voted. So this is a vote show as well. That, you know, the first Tuesday in November is vote day. And so you need to get out and vote. And I thought that next day, which is Wednesday, because the Tony B Radio Show is on Wednesday, we would highlight those people that bought their T-shirt and took a video and or a photo and sent it in to my Gmail. I'm going to give you where you're going to send it when we get closer to it. But the main thing is that you could buy that T-shirt. And you're going to take a photo of yourself at the vote booth for going to vote or just came from voting. And then we're going to highlight on my website the best of pictures, either video or editing. So anyway, without further ado, we just want to welcome everyone to the show today. We have an exciting show lined up for you and very, very happy to know that you've made it to September. Yes. All right. Well, here we thought we'd take a short break, a quick one, and then I will come back and I'll tell you what the theme of the week is. Okay. We're back. And the theme of the week is take a leadership position. I'll say it again. Take a leadership position. What do we mean? During this time of coronavirus and all that's going on with washing your hands and social distancing, the new emergence of schools opening up, churches are starting to at least do their outside services. Not sure what's going to happen once it gets cold. But during this time, you need to take a leadership position. No more whining, no more crying, you know, so woe is me. Step up to the plate in your family, in your neighborhood, in your community, in your city, and in your country. And a part of that is you have to vote. So we're going to have that get out and vote. I'm telling everyone, get to the polls yourself. And help people get to the polls. Let's get out and vote. This is your opportunity to express how you really feel and make the selected choice for your candidate that you feel best represents you. So, once again, the theme of the week is, you know, it's time for you to take a leadership position. That's very, very important. And so, to support that, we're going to go right into the scripture of the week. The scripture of the week this week is in Genesis. If you go simply to Genesis 37 and 9, I'm going to read it to you. Genesis 37 and 9. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brethren and said, behold, I have a dream more. And behold, the sun is. This dream is more than the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obedience to me. So that's the scripture of the week, Genesis 37 and 9. And just to talk a little bit about that scripture, this is about Joseph, and he had this dream. I think you know the story of Joseph and his amazing coat and his dreams. But the key thing was that he knew that he had greatness in him. And he was trying to express that. And so I'm saying to you as the theme of the week is take a leadership position. You know you have greatness in you and you're waiting for someone else around the corner or down the street or at your church or on your job to step up to the plate and say and do the things that need to get done so that we can move from coronavirus into a more productive life. But guess what? Spotlight's on you, all you Tony Beers and newcomers. You have to take a leadership position. Listen, I thought I'd play my promo right now, and we'll take a quick break while you listen to the promo, and I'll come right back. Hello, this is Tony of the Tony B Radio Show. I have a new show on Wednesdays at 9:30, and we talk about fun things like, what do you think the wills of the rich and famous look like? We also have pet talk. We have trends in fashion and music. And more exciting, there's a positive thought of the day, and we talk about relationships. So tune in to the Tony B Show, 9:30 a.m. Wednesdays on 1490 and 105.5 WGCH. Wow, that's my promo. Listen, this would be a good opportunity to talk about those T-shirts and how you're going to get them. So first of all, they look fantastic, and you're going to look great in them. But you simply, you know, P.O. Box 517, I'll say it slow, P.O. Box 517, that's in Greenwich, Connecticut, 06836. You simply send in your request for what size you want. The T-shirts are $25, and we will immediately ship them out to you so that you can get your photos going and be ready for that big day. What is that big day? It's going to be I voted T-shirt day, and you're going to wear your T-shirt and indicate, you know, that you did vote, and then we're going to put those on the website. And so that's going to be very exciting, I thought. Listen, I want to make sure that everyone is exercising, because some of you have been putting on a few pounds, and we want to make sure that that doesn't happen for the winter. Remember, you know, you've got, you have the costume holiday coming up, and then you have Thanksgiving, and you have Christmas. So you kind of want to get in shape now so that by the time that rolls around, you know, you can have a slice of that pumpkin pie or, you know, nice extra big turkey leg. So what we're going to do is we're going to play the Toe to Toe with Joe song, and you're going to start exercising. Come on, I don't want to hear it. Let's get going. Toe to Toe with Joe Ogosalachi singing Tony B.
Time has come for the change. Stop the madness, ourselves we say. Let's step up to the plate. Be brave. Let's go toe to toe with Joe. The ballot box is your stage. Take this chance, let us rearrange. Yeah. Stop this unbelievable outrage. Time to get us all back on the track. Let's go toe to toe with Joe. So let's do this right. Come on, USA. Let's do this together.
Let's do this.
All right, you should have been moving around. Listen, I'm not going to make you, you know, raise your leg and do your arm lifts because I trust Tony Beers and newcomers that you did a little something on that. Anyway, get out and vote. This is our big push over the upcoming weeks. We want to make sure that you get out and, you know, cast your vote on who you would like to see running the country. I think that's a very great opportunity, and so we're going to be stressing that. Listen, the superfood of the week is pumpkin seed. All right, what is the big deal about pumpkin seeds? I know when you were growing up, some of you ate pumpkin seeds, and sometimes you would plant a pumpkin seed to see if it would grow a pumpkin, and it actually would. But pumpkin seed, this tasty seed is a good source of magnesium, zinc, and iron. It's packed with nutrients, and if you toast them, they're pretty good, perfect snack. So there you have it, and you know it's the basis of you know pumpkin pie and all. So just because we're coming into the fall and the holiday and the costume holiday celebration, you know, consider pumpkin seed. I thought that would be a nice superfood of the week. Anyway, I asked Jay to stop by the studio because I wanted to see just what was going on with her. You know, we had Lenny and Bruce where she was talking about her plants and then she was giving up some encouragement. But Jay, you know, let's see what she has to say. And after her comments, we're going to play Jay's new song. Remember that last week we previewed it. And so here's Jay, and immediately following it's her new song, smash hit, Careful.
Hi, everyone. Jay here. I just wanted to check in and say hello. I hope everyone had a relaxing and restorative Labor Day weekend. I cannot believe it. It is September, but here we go. I'm excited. Fall is near. And you know what else is near is the 2020 presidential election. I think we all know the importance of voting. But I want to emphasize it again. Please, please, please vote. Please educate yourself, define what your true values are, and then vote accordingly. It takes all of us. It takes all of us. So thank you for listening. And let me know what's going on with your world. Feel free to write into the show and hope to talk soon. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, that was Jay's smash hit, Careful. We'll be playing that as you requested. What I thought we'd do is we'd jump right into Tony B's sports arena. And before we get going there, I thought we'd play the little piece that we have from, we asked the managing director to drop by and give us his take on, you know, the unification of sports all across the board since kids are going back to school. So let's hear from Faye, managing director of Bolt30.com.
Growing up playing basketball, I think I fell in love with the game the same way so many kids every day fall in love with sports. You know, just that excitement you get from running up and down the court, or the feeling you get when you make a shot or a good pass. Those were the things that drew me to basketball initially. And so I wasn't thinking about the values or the life lessons that you could take from sports until I got a little bit older. I went from a relatively diverse elementary and middle school to a predominantly white high school where I was one of maybe 20 black kids in the entire school. So, you know, initially I didn't feel like I could relate to any of my classmates. You know, I just felt like our backgrounds and our upbringings were so different that we didn't really have much in common. And the only time that I really felt comfortable was when I was on the basketball court. You know, because when you're playing sports, it doesn't matter what your race is or what your background is. You're working together to achieve one common goal. And so I think that's the amazing thing about sports, is the ability to unify us. You know, through those practices and those games, I started to spend more time with my classmates and started to realize that, yes, we're different and it's okay to embrace those differences, but also you and the person standing next to you probably want a lot of the same things. And I think that's a microcosm for where we should be as a society, you know, recognizing that you're different from the next person, but it's okay. And also that you and that person probably want a lot of the same things. And I think on the basketball court, you know, that objective is to win. And in life, you know, that objective is equality. So, through playing and just through my career, I've been fortunate to see the amazing unification ability of sports. And I think if we can apply some of those philosophies to where we are as a society, we'll be in a much better place.
Awesome. Yes, the unification of sports. Listen, that brings us to Tony B's sports arena, where, you know, we're highlighting the James and the Jacksons, which are, you know, outstanding sports figures. So last week we did Bo Jackson, and I thought we'd switch from the Jacksons to the James. So so who we can do this week? Let's go with James Worthy. W-O-R-T-H-Y is an American basketball player. James Adger Worthy is an American former professional basketball player who is a commentator, television host, and now an analyst. Born February 27th, 1961, so he's 59 years old, in Gastonia, North Carolina. His height is listed as 6 feet 9 inches, and he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2003. He was an NBA draft in 1982. He was in round one, pick one. Very interesting, and was number 42 for the Los Angeles Lakers. So that's outstanding athlete James Worthy, and Bolt 30 is sponsoring him in the Tony B Sports Arena. And just so you know, Bolt30.com, go there. They have their new fall fashion apparel. I saw some of their cashmere. I thought it wasn't cashmere, but it looked like a sweater. But it was pretty outstanding. I thought, that would be probably good for Tony B. In any event, James Worthy is, I looked up his net worth, and he's estimated to be at the dollar value of $12 million. We'll take a short break and we'll come right back. Okay, we're back. We're cooking with the hot sauce. Listen, I want to give some shout outs. First of all, do you know or do you have access to your bank CEO? Well, at the First Bank of Greenwich, you will. Yes, experts in commercial and residential lending is at the First Bank of Greenwich. Go over there and meet the CEO and open up a bank account. Also want to give a shout out to Honda Civic of Greenwich. The Greenwich Honda is located at 294 Mason Street in Greenwich. They have expert handling and care of all your Honda Civic needs. And then there's Wayman's, the food market. Listen, they recently opened up at 106 Corporate Park Drive in Harrison, New York. Go over there and get some of that great food at Wegmans. Also, do you know your dentist? This is a sort of, do you know the people you're working with week? Do you know your dentist? Well, open 7 days a week is the dental care in Stamford, Connecticut. It's called Dental Care of Stamford, located at 1500 Summer Street. Call over there if you have young adults, if you have kids and adults, they do that. More shout outs just to the Relief Factor. That's temporary relief for your minor aches and pains. You simply go to relieffactor.com. Also, I want to make sure that you get your fruits and veggies by going to balanceofnature.com and get those fruits and veggies. So other shout outs, I just want to say hey to Jim LaFave and the group over there, the Innovative CPA group at 9 Harmony Street. Hey Jim, how you guys doing over there? All is well. So those are my shout outs, and I want to give a shout out to the Tony Beers. Every Tony Beer, this is your personal shout out. Hey Tony Beer, your personal shout out. Listen, Dr. Jesse Ireland had a little promo and we thought that we would hear from him right now. Here's Dr. Jesse Ireland on his book called Your Book.
Energy put in motion with faith as the driver is a means to conquer almost anything. Hi, let us begin the journey of reading your book, A Gift and Means to Mentor Your Mission, together. There is space provided at the chapter's endings, and it allows you to write about a dominant theme or thought that often garners your attention. I am Dr. Jesse Ireland III. Let's journey together.
Okay, so you all know Dr. Jesse Ireland. Listen, if you're having some mental challenges, you know, you're not quite sure if you're all in balance, this is a critical time because people are starting to see, okay, coronavirus is going a little further than we anticipated. And everybody's not handling it well. I mean, some people are just having a little bit more difficulty. And so that brings us to the Women's Y in Greenwich. It's a sort of central point that you can start off kind of working what your different needs might be, and they can direct you in the positive direction that you may need. And you can be out of the city, you can be in another state, but you can still call the area code 203-622-0007. Once again, area code 203-622-0007. Call the Y and get some assistance. Hey, that brings us to the Blue Bench. And the Blue Bench question really for this week is if you know college age kids, either nieces or nephews, it could be your brother or sister, they could be a neighbor, do you think it's better that they stay on campus in an isolated room getting three meals a day and online only, or should they come home? And I know bother you in their room or parents' room or whatever, but at least they're home and there are people around. I don't know. There's a different thought process going on, but I want to put it before you for the Blue Bench is, what do you think? Do you think it's healthier for them to be on campus even though they're social distancing and have a lot of protocol, or should they come home? And then the question is, when should they come home? Should they come home a lot, the holidays, or should they stay at home? Anyway, that's the thought that we're going to ponder there for the Blue Bench. Anyway, people wanted to know what's going on with Pet Talk. Oh, boy, Pet Talk. Well, first of all, Pet Talk, this term, is being sponsored by Adopt-A-Dog. And Adopt-A-Dog in Greenwich normally has their big putting on the dogs, if you will, during the fall. Well, they couldn't do it this year because of coronavirus, so they canceled it. But they say that you can still support all their efforts by making a gift. They ask you to please mail a check to Adopt-A-Dog, P.O. Box 11135. I'll say that again. P.O. Box 111 35, Greenwich, Connecticut, 06831. Go ahead and adopt a dog and help them out. Pet Talk, what's going on? So there was the whole idea that Socrates, the flying squirrel, was befriending Sparky, which is the golden belly sparrow. And the whole problem is that Sparky is not really a part of the front yard zoo. And so he's trying to get with Socrates to see if he can be voted in because he never had a naming ceremony. And so the bottom line to all of it is there's chaos in the front yard zoo. Hey, here is Olga Solanchi. He's pretty much going to round us out. But before we do it, I just want to say hi to Bob. Hey, Bob, how you doing? Bob, I wanted to know, how are you doing? How are you doing, Bob?
I'm doing very good. Thank you.
Yes, Bob, I was thinking about taking a vacation to Colorado, and I know that you have relatives there. Do you like Colorado, Bob?
I don't know. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I can tell you have the snow-capped mountains. They have 300 and I think it's almost 360 days of sunshine, even though they have snow like crazy.
Yeah.
They're only like 5 days.
Yep.
So I don't know, Bob. Maybe you should consider.
Sounds nice.
Bob may go to Colorado. Anyway, here is Olga Solanchi singing Pink Well, number 2. Listen, you guys have a great week. It's been a great show. Get out and vote and get those T-shirts.
Mother's County's ocean blue. Saw you dipping, diving with your family crew. Yeah, yeah. Not the normal species you. Big love coming through. Tried to turn away from you, but couldn't do. 'Cause your guiding light came crashing through. Standing there overwhelmed by you. The brilliant.